Hello there once again, my good friends, and welcome to Section 2 of our online viral marketing video training series, Viral Marketing Step by Step. Here we are going to discuss the characteristics of viral content, how to create it, how to make it go viral, and where to make it go viral. Contents in this section include the anatomy of viral marketing content, the best ways to deliver viral marketing content, where to find the right audience for going viral, getting started with a viral website, getting viral marketing ideas before creating content, creating a profitable viral post. So let's start by taking a look at the basic elements that make online content to actually go viral. The anatomy of viral marketing content. So, what does a piece of viral content actually look like? This is a question that deserves a detailed answer, because as you might have heard from us beforehand, viral marketing campaigns don't go viral by accident. The way they go viral can be best described as a result of a combination of content-bound elements that encourage campaign targets to forward them virally. And in this video, we are going to show you what these elements are with a few examples. Titles that trigger a sensation of immediacy or of missing out. The secret behind making someone want to click through a piece of content based on its title text without going full-on clickbaiting is to add curiosity-inducing keywords and phrases to it. And to increase the chances of making said content to go viral is to phrase titles in a way that implies scarcity or that hints to the idea that the campaign target is missing out on something that has been kept secret to him or her or that is just becoming public knowledge right at that moment. The negative phrasing includes statements such as, you won't believe, you should stop, you should avoid, and things you didn't know, among many other combinations. Our example of choice is this post, which has been titled, 30 Things You Should Stop Doing to Yourself. It has been shared over 670,000 times on Facebook alone. And that is because its title alone ignites curiosity by telling people that there are 30 things that they should stop doing that they might have not been aware of up until that point, which suddenly forces them to immediately click and then to share because they would want to spread the satisfactory nature of the content they just checked. Numbered titles and list-based content. Have you noticed a trend among popular sites that promote other sites' content? And that these pieces of promoted content generate ad revenue by going wildly popular? Well, that is no coincidence. They are designed to go viral. And you might have noticed that the most popular viral articles have the following things in common. The titles include a numbered item. The articles inside are list articles. Starting in the early 2000s, some websites noticed that their traffic exploded once they started experimenting with list articles, which consists of long-form content divided into smaller, numbered chunks to make it easier for people to read through. Websites then realized that all they needed to go viral even for short periods of time was to create list-based articles with titles that teased readers to click through. If you are a marketer, you might also recognize that this same formula works when setting up sales pages and lead magnets. Cracked.com is a great example of this. It generates over 300 million views a month by updating the site daily with list articles. And as you can see, just by hanging around the site, most article titles follow a simple formula. Numbered items, niche or trending keywords, and negative phrasing. Content that is easy to consume and skim through. Do you know why scientific abstracts and papers have never gone viral in, like, ever? Well, the reason why is because they're just not easy to read, and they don't offer an immediate reward. What you will usually see going viral more often, though, is content that is easy to read and, most importantly, content that you don't need to digest completely to enjoy it. In other words, content that you don't have to read in full the first time you click through it, and that, in fact, offers enough value in its simplicity as to be worth a second or third read. That right there is the real marker of a piece of viral content with evergreen potential. Going back to the viral post that we showed you earlier, the one titled 30 Things You Should Stop Doing to Yourself, you can see how easy it is for you to simply skim through the subtitles while being able to understand what it's all about, and why the information might be worth sharing with others, who will then replicate your behavior. Why is that? Because people might enjoy reading the headline, the first paragraph, and then skim through all the way to the end of the article, which you can benefit from by placing your affiliate links, sales page links, or sign-up forms in the middle and at the end of your viral posts. Sharing buttons. Share buttons are a must. content that integrates share buttons is 7 times more likely to spread virally. The easier it is to share the content, the better, as you can see on this website, which places share buttons on the lower bar and right above the user's taskbar. This makes it easier for anyone to share this content at any moment while reading through, and not just once the content ends, which is a missed opportunity because a lot of people won't read through the content in its entirety the first time, and they will be less likely to share it once they go back to finish consuming the content. Video repurposing. All of the previously discussed attributes can be repurposed on video format. That is, you can repurpose those same strategies to create viral video marketing campaigns such as this, 6 Reasons to Go Pixel 2 Over the iPhone 10, affiliate marketing video campaign, which has generated over 1 million views by applying the exact same formula as list-based content. Easy to digest yet smart, informative content, and number title. Now that you know what are the ingredients that make content more likely to go viral, it is time for you to learn what are the best ways to deliver your viral content for marketing and business purposes. See you in our next video.